I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 17. Coming up, government pledges assistance for flood victims, NWA carrying out damage assessment in several parishes due to the recent flood rains, and JPS continues restoration of power supply in communities experiencing outages. The news in detail after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. The government is to provide financial assistance to persons who have been severely affected by recent flood rains. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be making it a priority to ensure affected persons receive assistance in rebuilding their lives as quickly as possible.
Assistance may not be able to restore everyone to their former state, but it will be sufficient to get people back on their feet.
So the government has to now go and take a second look at its budget to see what areas we may have to reallocate, postpone expenditure on, because this is now a priority for people to recover.
The Prime Minister was speaking with reporters Wednesday during a tour of areas affected by recent heavy rains. Among the areas visited by the Prime Minister were the community of Sunnyside in Linstead, St. Catherine, Annantown, Frankfield, Ebony Park, Alley and Rocky Point in Clarendon, as well as Cave Valley, located close to the border of St. Anne and Clarendon. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging members of the public to exercise greater consideration on where they choose to live. Mr. Holness says factors such as susceptibility to flooding, erosion, and land slippages must be considered when choosing a location for a home, particularly in light of the increased frequency and intensity of weather events affecting Jamaica in recent years. He adds that going forward, the government will be taking a more proactive approach to ensuring that people do not settle in areas likely to experience weather-related difficulties.
The government has already formed a view and will now try to put that into policy to take a far more proactive approach to how we deal with the settlement of our land and where people choose to live.
Mr. Holness adds that the government will be moving to fast-track procedures to implement a master drainage plan for the country. The National Works Agency, NWA, is clearing roads and completing assessments following extensive damage to roadways in several parishes due to flooding and landslides associated with recent heavy rains. This has rendered some roads impassable, restricting access to communities. President of the NWA, E.G. Hunter, says focus is now on clearing roads to gain access to places most in need of repairs.
So very little reconstruction will be done in the next couple of days. Then now there has to be a process of prioritization, because given our fiscal position, one has to be very smart and very intelligent in terms of how we choose what we work on when.
Mr. Hunter was part of a tour of worst-affected areas led by Prime Minister Andrew Holness Wednesday. And the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, is continuing its work to have electricity restored to communities in parishes affected by weather-related power outages. These parishes include St. Anne, St. Mary, St. Catherine, Hanover, Clarendon, Kingston, and St. Andrew. Corporate Communications Officer at JPS, Audrey Williams, says restoration work in some of these areas is being hampered by flooding and landslides, which have caused some roads to be impassable. She notes, however, that the company is doing all it can to restore power to customers as quickly and safely as possible.
Our teams are continuing to work across the island to restore our customers as best as we can. We do have some challenges in that there is continuing rain in some areas, and so for safety reasons, we cannot continue work in those areas. Also, we do have an issue with accessibility to certain areas as well, but we're doing our best under the present circumstances to get all our customers in.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The island has experienced 3 days of heavy rains associated with a trough across the Central Caribbean. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.